Time now for Scottsburg Sports Central, the first podcast dedicated to all things Scottsburg athletics. Joining I-105.3 middays, Todd Richmond, is Jamie Lowry, athletic director for Scottsburg High School.
Welcome to another edition of the Scottsburg Sports Center. Todd Richmond here, in for Dan Daggett, along with athletic director Jamie Lowry, athletic director and former fantastic broadcaster here on this radio station.
Most people forgot that.
No.
Or they've tried to forget it.
No. Listen, I remember those days, man.
Those were good days.
You were great on this radio station.
I think
like
15 years is what it...
Really?
I think that's how long I did it.
Gosh,
yeah. Isn't that crazy?
It doesn't seem like it was.
No.
It seems like it was only like 4 or 5 years
It
I mean, it just seemed like, you know, because... But you...
Hey, got to see a lot of games. We had a lot of fun back then. Because, you know, people... don't understand, technology's made things so much easier. Back then, if we had an Austin game and a Scottsburg game on the same night,
right,
one group had cassette tapes recording it,
yep,
and they would drive as fast as they could back to the station and give it to you. So as soon as the other game was done, you'd go right into the next game, tape delayed. And,
yep, yep.
And you know, those were the days, man. That was good times.
The fun part was halftime, because you would record the first half,
yep,
and then you would run right back with the first half and then fly back out to get to the second half. Yeah.
Good times,
oh,
man.
Those were good times. Wow. Gosh. That's been a while back. When was the last game you did? Do you remember?
Gosh. It would have been maybe 2014, I think, maybe.
Wow. Gee.
So, yeah, a little over 10 years ago.
Those were the days, my friend.
Yep, my last game broadcast was in Charlestown's gym. It was boys' basketball sectional. I think our boys had just lost to North Harrison.
Mm.
And I think the current boys' coach at Cordon Central was playing for North Harrison at the time. That's how fast things kind of progress, you know, yeah.
You need to get back on a broadcast. We need to get you back on the air sometime.
We have a retro day.
Yeah,
there we go.
I think so.
I think
you need to call a game again sometime.
Yeah, we can do it. I tell you what, and we've got Hutch a couple doors down from here.
Yeah.
He's got a bunch of recordings from when he was my partner. And,
yep.
And
yep.
So maybe I'll see if he want to jump in one time. That'd be good times.
There you go. Just for old time's sake. A little retro there sometime.
Yeah.
Well, you got plenty of basketball to talk about here. We'll start with the Warriorettes here.
Yep.
It's been a while since we've talked, or you've talked here on the thing. But I see, the last game was Warriorettes versus Lanesville varsity basketball.
Yep. Lanesville's a really, really good team. They've won state the last 2 years in 1A. But they're competitive across all classes, regardless of 1A, 2A, 3A, 4A. So they've been it's a really tough opponent. They're physical. Angie Hinton's a Hall of Fame coach. And they play, as you can tell by the score, you know, they held us to 27 points. And
right,
you know, we've got one of the best guards in the state. And we've got also Ellie Richardson and Lola Fouts, who can shoot the ball well. So to hold us to 27 points just tells you what kind of defense they got. It is a physical game, rough game. We were lucky to get out without too many injuries, you know. But that's always a tough one to end the season on. But our girls had really been on a really good run. We'd beaten Jeffersonville the game before that. Ellie had 33 points in that game of our 48. So,
wow.
She's an all-star candidate. And if she doesn't make the all-star team, I'd put it up there with, you know, when Melinda Sparkman didn't make it or Patty Hutchinson didn't make it. I mean, Ellie deserves to be on that all-star team as much as just about any girl in the state. She's good.
Sure.
She's good. She's about as good a girls basketball player that we've had in a long, long time.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yep.
Well, let's see. Lanesville scored, 43, I guess. 43-27
yep,
is the final score in that game.
They've got a center. We're lacking in the post. We lost a couple post players. They're center scored over 20. I think she maybe had 22 points against us. She's about 6'2", 6'3". She's a big girl. She's good, too, and strong. And so they – but, yeah, they hit some shots. We didn't hit the shots, and obviously that's where the game ended. But the JV did win their game before that. They played really well.
Right.
The JV's really improved. Second half of the season, they've really played strong. So kind of look forward to some of those girls in the future coming
yeah,
up.
Yeah, they should be moving up. 35-32 was the final score in the JV game on that one. So that's great. Now, that was the final game of the season,
yep,
for the Warriorettes. They finished off with a record of
10-13. Yep.
And that means they'll move right into the sectional coming up next.
Yep. And that's, I just came from the pressure cooker.
Yeah.
Real quick, just so people, because I wonder how many people actually know the story of why it's called the pressure cooker.
I have no idea.
Okay. So during the 1968-69 season when Bill James played, Coach Barley was coaching, Coach Barley would, that team scored, they averaged 90 points a game that year, still one of the highest averages, and that was before the three-point line. They would press, and that gym would just be hot, super hot. Well, reporter from down in Louisville had come up to write an article about the team, and we were playing Brownstown that night, and he called the article was titled Teenage Torture, High School. It's not a horror story. It's basketball in Southern Indiana.
Right.
And he basically talked about how playing in that gym with it being so hot and the pressure defense, the physicality, he said it was more like spending 32 minutes in a pressure cooker. And so, like he said, he mentioned it twice in the article. He called it pressure cooker twice. Well, at the time, that was not well received. He received death threats. He received letters, like just terrible letters that they were, things people were going to do to him.
Right.
So the funny thing is, we wind up, everybody starts calling it the pressure cooker. Well, now it's like, we're proud of calling it the pressure cooker. And I wound up getting a hold of the gentleman that wrote the story. He lived out in, and I don't know, he may not be with us anymore. I don't know. This has been a few years back. I called him, lived out in Denver, Colorado. And he said, I told him what I wanted. And he was kind of apprehensive. He goes, well, what do you want to ask me? And I said, I just want to talk about the pressure cooker thing. I just want to know how that came about and all that. And so he told me a story about all these threats and how his editor told him he could not come back to Scottsburg and cover any games because just out of safety, for his own safety. I said, well, I'm going to tell you something right now that you may find hard to believe. I said, if you were back here, I would invite you to a game because we would want to give you something.
Yeah.
Because you would be a hero. He goes, you're kidding me. I go, no. I said, we're proud to call it the pressure cooker now. I said, if you could come back to Meyer Gym and we let everybody know that you're the reason why we call it the pressure cooker, you would be treated like a king.
Yeah.
And he was moved by that, and that was just an awesome, Denny Dressman was his name. And and so that's how it became known as the pressure cooker, and that's everybody knows the pressure cooker. And people, when they talk about their favorite gyms in Indiana, we always get mentioned in a lot of different things. So, but anyway, I just came from the pressure cooker. Now you know why it's called the pressure
cooker.
That's
a great story.
But yeah, we're getting set up for sectional. Back to our story where we need to get.
Right.
We'll go off on my tangents here.
That's all right.
But we have two games tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Game one, 6 o'clock, will be Charlestown against Cordon Central. That should be a really good game. Both those teams are really, really well coached. They've got some talent on both those teams. That'd be a really good game.
Mm-hmm.
Second game is going to be Silver Creek and Madison. I think Silver Creek probably on John Harrell's side is the favorite to win our sectional.
Mm.
They're really good. They've got a top recruit in the center position in the Wren girl. They got a great guard, the Coach Shane, his daughter. She's pretty good. She's more than pretty good. She's really good. And but I would say Silver Creek's probably going to be the favorite in the sectional. But Madison is not a bad team. They've got some height. They've got some guard play. And they're well coached. And I think every game, the way the draw come out, was about as balanced and should get you some good crowds every night. So the first game's at 6 o'clock tonight, and then about 7:30, the second game between Madison and Silver Creek. Then on Friday, the first game, North Harrison awaits the winner of that Charlestown-Cordon, which it could be a Cordon-North Harrison rivalry game if Cordon wins. Then on the second game on Friday night, Scottsburg will await the winner of the Madison-Silver Creek, which, outside of Austin, Silver Creek and Madison are probably two of the bigger rivals for the Warriorettes. So it should be a packed house at the pressure cooker on Friday night. And then again, that starts at 6 on Friday. Second game 7:30, and then the championship will be Saturday at 7:30 p.m.
That's wild.
Yep.
Wow.
This is probably one of the best sectionals in the state, in my opinion.
Yes, I would agree with that. And all at the pressure cooker.
All at the pressure cooker.
Well, that guy went from a bat to the head to the key.
He did. He was. They had the pitchforks out, and they were ready to burn his house down. And now all of a sudden, they'd probably put a statue of him up down there. Which that's a great, but that's Indiana high school basketball.
Sure.
I mean, isn't that great? I mean, it's awesome. I think pretty neat.
That's nice to embrace the name. I think it's great. You guys have the pressure cooker, and my show is more like the crock pot. So I guess that kind of falls in line right there. All right. Well, that takes care of the girls. Now the boys, they're still playing.
They
played the other day. Played Madison.
Yeah, Madison. I tell you what, Madison's much improved. They got a new coach, Danny Gibson. He did a great job. They've got a couple guards that are just really good shooters. I mean, I don't know what they shot the first half of that game, but I'm gonna guess it probably had to be well over 60%, and they knocked down the majority of their three-pointers. you know, you can credit that to good shooting and also maybe a little poor defense as well. You know, but we were scoring points. We were we struggled to score, obviously, like we did the last few years. We lost some of those guys that were the leaders on the offensive end. And, you know, these guys just have to buy into the defensive part of it and try to, you know, allow themselves a chance offensively to be in a game. And But Madison, offensively, they're pretty talented, and they'll give a lot of teams really good games. But, again, there on that side of it, you look at the JV won their game. It's exciting to see what we have coming up to kind of help these guys the next few years. So.
Right.
You know, the boys lost 82-57 the varsity, and then the JV won 36-28. But they've got a busy week too, because in between all this sectional stuff, for the girls, the boys will play two games this week. They will be at Clarksville on Thursday,
right?
And then on Saturday afternoon at noon, the JV will tip against South Central, and then the varsity will play about 1:30 on Saturday at the pressure cooker, and then we'll clean up and turn right around and have the championship game. So
wow.
I don't know who the athletic director is that schedules that way in that day, but that's what we're doing. But South Central has probably one of the top scorers in the state. Cole Thomas, he had a 53-point game there night against Mitchell.
Wow.
He's had a 49-point game,
wow.
I think. His mother's was the all-time leading scorer at Cordon Central. She was just passed a couple years ago, but she's the athletic director there at South Central. So it's in the bloodlines. He's a pretty good player. He played in the ERA All-Star game up here last year, so people may have remembered him from Meyer Gym last year coming up playing that. But South Central's pretty solid team. They'll give our boys a test. It'll be a good game. Both those games this week will be good. Levi Carmichael, who guided Crawford County to the state championship a couple years ago, he's coaching Clarksville. He's athletic director there too.
Sure.
So they're well coached. They'll be ready for us coming in there Thursday. So yeah, the boys have their hands full this week.
Well, that's all right. They can handle it.
Yeah,
I think they can handle it.
I do too. I believe.
I believe as well. So there you go. Good deal. Well, good for the Warriors.
Yep.
We'll see how it turns out. Eighth grade Warriors, they won the Scottsburg Invitational.
Yeah, they that was a good redemption for them, winning that Invitational. That team's pretty good. They, you know, Austin has a generational talent up there in the eighth grade. They have a young man he's going to be really good. And we played him in the regular season up there and wound up fortunate enough to win at their place. But then we turned around and had to play him in the championship of the Mid-Southern Conference, which was held down at Corydon. And Austin got the revenge on us. So our boys, you know, coming off of that loss, probably feeling like they should have won the conference championship, but they lost to a good team. So there's nothing to be too upset about, but they turn around and they win their own Invitational, which a lot of times is hard to do. You know, you look at the teams we invited into that, so good competition, and that team is they're fun to watch. They've got, you know, three or four boys in any night could put up 30 points on that team, and that's kind of fun. You know, a lot of teams have one score, but they've got any one of three or four guys that could just put up points like that, and that's kind of, they've been fun to watch. I've went down and been able to watch a little bit of a couple games. They draw pretty good crowds. A lot of the fans kind of are excited to see what they're going to do at the next level as well.
And we're
excited to have them up there, because, you know, we'll promote them and make sure that everybody knows, and we love doing that with all our student athletes. Make sure they get the recognition they deserve.
Right. Do they crowd around you and go, Mr. Jamie,
no.
Mr. Jamie? No.
No, they,
I
figured no.
They'd come right up to you and give you the
I think most of them are afraid of me. I don't know why. I know.
I don't either.
Yeah. No, I tell you what. They're all good kids, man. They are. Like, I couldn't be more proud. All the way from kindergarten up to 12th grade,
sure.
I could not be more proud of the kids we've got in our school and in our athletic program. I do want to mention, you know, we have, you know, in our athletic department, we got 21 different programs that are IHSA recognized. But then we also have other, you know, you'd call them sports. Most people call them sports, but they're at the high school. They're listed under clubs because they're not part of the athletic department. They're not under the IHSA. But we still have them. We're proud of everything they do. And I don't know if people saw on Facebook Bryce Bush on the bowling team. He qualified for state, so he will be bowling at state.
Wow.
I don't think it's this weekend. I think it's the weekend after. He had a great year last year, and he's turned around and backed that up and gone even further this year. My recent memory, I can't remember the last one that we've had. I don't know if we've had one qualify for state. We've had some really good bowlers, but Bryce is making it all the way to state. That's pretty impressive. So congratulations to him. And then, you know, and then come springtime, we'll have bass fishing. We'll be kicking up and starting.
Yep.
Boys volleyball, which used to be a club, is now an IHSA. sport. They will have their own tournament this year.
Right, right.
Ran by the IHSA, so that's this spring as well.
That's cool.
So there's a lot going on at the high school, and there's a lot of kids. We even got Ultimate Frisbee.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
How about that? Yeah. That's
good time.
Amazing.
Good time. Hey, look we probably offer, for a school our size, we probably offer kids way more than anybody else our size. And people always ask me, Jamie, why you guys do that? Why you do that? Well, because these kids want to do it.
Sure. Absolutely.
Give them opportunities.
Yeah. Get some outside or whatever.
Yep.
Get some away from, you know, big screens and whatever.
Exactly.
One more thing I have on my list, Warrior Varsity Wrestling. Finishing 12th place in the sectional.
And I will say this about our wrestling sectional in Jennings County. It is probably, I'm going to say arguably, one of the top four sectionals in the state.
Mm.
There were some semi-state qualifiers that did not get out of sectional this year. That tells you how tough it is.
Right.
You've got Columbus North, Columbus East. You've got Indian Creek in there. Switzerland County, which, you know, people wouldn't think. Switzerland County has an amazing wrestling team. They've won our Invitational the last 2 years. They're good. That sectional is just extremely strong, and we only had a couple seniors. Most of our wrestlers are freshmen, sophomores. We're really young. Like, in comparison, our varsity wrestling team, compared to most others, would probably be their JV teams because of the grade level and the number of matches and experience and everything that they've got. So really proud. We've got, you know, we had Caden Howell had won his weight class at conference, so he's a conference champion, which is pretty neat, you know, because our conference is really tough. But I'm proud of the guys. I know 12th place people are like, well, you know.
No.
But I'm telling you, that if you can only see the competition over there that they have to go through, it's unlike anywhere else around the state. It's a tough, tough sectional. So for as young as they are, that's a great experience. I look forward to the next few years. We should be really, really good. The youth program, Coach Jenkins has – they're starting up their club youth wrestling now. The middle school's still going. Their season kind of overlaps instead of running same time. So there's a lot of young interest in the wrestling program. Should be fun to watch the next few years.
You know, the great part about talking to you about this is your enthusiasm. It comes right through when I'm talking to you.
That may be a Lowry thing too. You know, my sister, you know, like my dad, if anybody knows my dad, I don't,
sure.
It's like, so
sure,
I get it honest.
But I can hear it. I can hear your enthusiasm.
But no, I've told Dan this one time, and I'll tell you, and I've said it to other people. I spend more time with other people's athletes than I do my own in terms of my daughter and my son.
Sure.
I will miss a lot of their stuff to be at somebody, you know, to be there.
Right.
Where I need. And that's just part of the job, and that's just not me. That's every athletic director. When you go to an away school, just keep in mind that athletic director's sacrificing time with his family, whatever it may be, to be there to take care of the fans that are screaming at the officials and all that stuff, which is – good
right,
time.
But
that's just part of the job. But no, I spend so much time with these kids. You get to know them. You root for them. You root for them even after they graduate and what they're doing. You see their successes in college, their professional life. Yeah, so it's fun to be around these kids and watch them grow up into young adults.
That's great. Well, is there anything else that we should bring up?
No.
I
think so. Like, if we get any more trophies, I promise.
You're gonna bring
I'll bring it here.
My picture taken.
Unless I catch you at the Waffle House, then we'll get the picture taken there.
I do have one more question for you.
Yeah.
The last time you were with Dan, he asked you the winner of the IU Notre Dame game.
Yeah. Did you remember what I said?
I remember that you were adamant that Indiana was going to win that game.
I was hoping people would forget that. But, you know,
it's recorded.
Hey, I mean, it is. It's out there. It's not coming back.
So.
But here, look, and I'm not an IU fan by any means, but I'm going to say this. If I'm an IU fan, I'm going to say this. The two teams that we're playing for were the only ones you lost to.
I know.
On the road at both of those
Notre
places.
Notre Dame and Ohio State.
You know, when Indiana lost that game to Notre Dame, all the talking heads on ESPN were just giving them a hard time, saying they shouldn't have been there. And at the end of the day, I look back and say, you know what? Probably more than any other team, they deserve to be there.
Well, sure, so, sure. I'm not going to argue that.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm going to ask you.
Yeah.
It is Kansas City and Philadelphia this weekend the AFC-NFC Championship.
Now,
I'm going to take $1,000 and place it on a team.
And it's going to be the one I don't pick. I see what you're doing.
You read me like a book, man.
I'm not a conspiracy theorist by any means, but
now you're not going to bring up this whole referee.
But it's hard to play against, you know, when you have an extra few guys on the field out there with you.
Stripes on their shirts.
Not
that we're alluding to anything.
Look, and I'm wrong about everything. So my gut feeling tells me that Saquon Barkley just wants to win.
Yep.
Like that, if the Eagles are going to win, it's going to be because he just has a performance. But, you know, Kansas City's defense against the run's pretty solid.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it's not going to be easy for him. But if, I mean, Saquon's played this year better than I anticipated after watching the Giants. And then I just, you know, you never know where production's going to go with it. But, man, he's been great this year. And I just, you know, if Philadelphia's going to win, it's going to be because of him is what my gut tells me.
My personal feeling is the Super Bowl is a curse. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
New England should have had the perfect season.
Yep.
But the helmet catch.
Yeah.
And stuff like that.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
You're right.
So here's Kansas City with the chance to three-peat. Nobody in the Super Bowl era has ever done it. I just don't think it's going to happen.
You know, and Philadelphia has played well. Like, they've, you know, I know at the beginning of the season they had a couple losses and they wanted to fire the coach and the fans are going nuts. And but, man, they have, they've answered everything since that time. You know, and of course, I feel like the world's against Kansas City right now just because of, you know, some of the things you see, you know. I don't know. Like, the only thing my guts tell me right now, it's hard for me to pick a winner, but I just feel like for Philadelphia to win, it'll be Saquon just going off. And so we'll just have to wait and see. But
there you go.
If I want to be safe with my money, I'm going to put it on Kansas City just to be safe. But
your gut.
But
tells
I'm rooting for Philadelphia just because I'm tired of Kansas City.
Gut tells you Philadelphia. My gut tells me Philadelphia. So it's $1,000 on the Chiefs. By golly, that's how it goes. All right, Jamie, thanks, buddy. It's
always thank
good
you.
To talk to you. We'll do it again sometime.
All right,
this is the Scottsburg Sports Reporter.
This has been Scottsburg Sports Central featuring I-105.3 Middays, Todd Richman, and Jamie Lowry, Athletic Director for Scottsburg High School. This has been Scottsburg Sports Central, the first podcast dedicated to all things Scottsburg athletics.